Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words of Jesus Christ, "Love your neighbor as yourself," we explore stories, ideas, and conversations that remind us why love begins within. Because when we understand why we love, we begin to understand why we're here. Today, we're focusing on a theme I care deeply about: self-compassion as the pathway to transforming our communities. I'm Nigel, and I'm glad you're here. Here's the big question I want to hold with you today. What would it look like if you treated yourself the way you wish a good neighbor would treat you? Not in a selfish way, but with steady kindness, honest presence, and practical care. What would change in your day, your relationships, your neighborhood, and the wider world if we each practiced being our own neighbor?
Let me share a story. A few years ago, I went through a season that felt like walking through fog, a period of quiet loneliness that showed up even when I was surrounded by people. I was busy, useful, even helpful to others, but inside I felt frayed. One night I remember sitting on the couch with my phone in my hand, watching other people's lives scroll by, and feeling like I had nothing to offer worth keeping. I tried to push past it with more tasks and more scrolling, but that only hollowed me out further. The turning point came when, almost by accident, I heard a small sermon about the simplicity of loving our neighbor, and the pastor paused and said, "Yes, but how do you love a neighbor you never notice?" That line landed hard. I realized I had been checking out on myself, not noticing my own needs the way I would notice a friend's. I wasn't giving myself permission to rest, to grieve, or even to ask for help.
That realization shifted everything. I began to practice a basic habit. When I caught myself scrolling or shrinking away, I asked one question: what does my neighbor need right now? Then I turned that question inward. Do I need rest? Do I need to forgive myself for a mistake? Do I need a cup of tea and a pause? That small inward check was revolutionary. It taught me that self-compassion isn't indulgence. It's the soil where my capacity to love others grows. When I cared for my own tiredness, I had more patience with friends. When I forgave my small failures, I was less defensive in relationships. The person who shows up to serve is not an endless fountain. They're nourished by habits that refill them.
Let's unpack this with a few simple ideas. First, spiritual insight. The command to love your neighbor as yourself assumes that you have some relationship with yourself. It doesn't tell us to inflate our ego. It asks us to hold ourselves with the same basic care and dignity we would offer another. Second, psychological insight. Research on self-compassion shows it reduces shame and increases resilience. When we treat ourselves kindly, we're less likely to react from fear and more likely to respond from love. Third, cultural context. Our phones and social feeds make comparison an easy default. Comparison feeds scarcity, the belief there's not enough kindness, attention, or grace to go around. But when we root ourselves in self-compassion, we stop viewing others as threats and start seeing them as fellow travelers. That's where community flourishes.
I want to give you three practical, faith-friendly practices you can try this week. These are small, doable, and meant to become habits you can lean on.
Practice 1. An acceptance ritual. Each morning, for 5 minutes, sit quietly and name one truth about yourself you accept. I am tired today. Or, I made a mistake and I can learn from it. Or, I am worthy of rest. Say it out loud if you can. This is not a pep talk, it's an act of witnessing. Speak to yourself as you would to a neighbor who just knocked on your door seeking compassion.
Practice 2. A digital boundary exercise.
Choose 1 hour today to be phone-free, with another person, or to be present with yourself. No notifications, no scrolling. If you're with someone, ask a simple question and listen fully. If you're alone, sit with one feeling and name it. This small break from the noise creates space for genuine connection and reduces the habit of measuring ourselves by someone else's highlight reel.
Practice 3. Gratitude for your flaws. Each evening, write down one thing about yourself that feels messy or weak, and then name one gift that grows from it. For example, I get anxious, which sometimes holds me back, but it also makes me compassionate to others who are afraid. This reframing doesn't excuse harmful behavior, but it softens shame and opens doors to repair and growth.
Try one of these for a week and notice the ripple. You might find yourself more patient in traffic, more generous with a friend, more willing to sit with someone who's hurting. These small practices build an inner climate that makes outward love sustainable.
Now I want to give you a quiet reflection moment. If you can, pause whatever you're doing for 90 seconds. Breathe in slowly and out. Ask yourself these questions. Feel them rather than intellectualize them. When was the last time I truly felt seen by someone? When was the last time I truly saw myself? Are there corners of my life where I refuse myself kindness? What one small act could I do this week to be a better neighbor to myself? If a word or memory comes up, let it sit. If emotion rises, breathe with it. If nothing comes, that's okay too. Notice the space.
You don't have to fix everything at once. One small act of kindness toward yourself is enough to begin changing the pattern.
At the heart of this episode is a simple truth. Tending the neighbor within multiplies our capacity to love others. When we practice self-compassion, we create more emotional space, more generosity, and less reactivity. The work we do on the inside doesn't take us away from community. It equips us to enter it more fully.
Thank you for joining me today on Why I Love. If today's conversation reminded you of the power of love, starting with yourself, please subscribe so you don't miss future episodes and share this one with someone who might need it. Try one of the 3 practices this week and see what shifts. And remember my favorite line, love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.